Picture this. You wake up at the crack of dawn as usual, prepare yourself, and head to work as you would any other day. You already know at the back of your head the tasks that you need to check off your list today. You probably have a long list of things to track, including projects you have launched, are launching, or plan to launch in line with your job. You are even planning personal things that you want to achieve using your monthly income. In fact, you probably can't wait to get this month's salary and put it into some investment. Except that it is not just any other day. At least not yet. A few hours into the workday, your boss or HR summons you, and you assume it's just in line with performance or something like that, only to be slapped with a letter showing you that you're being let go. This is the part where you probably start being dizzy, you're seeing in doubles, and watching all those plans that you had a few hours earlier vanish into thin air. If you're like many people who have been in this position, you're already panicking, wondering how you will survive. How will you afford rent? How will you buy food, pay school fees for your kids, support your elderly parents, and finish that project that you have already started? You have a lot of debt. How will you pay it off? Or will you have to watch as creditors cut away with whatever asset you offered as collateral? Welcome back to my podcast, where we talk about working your way towards financial independence. I'm your host, Enid Kathambi, a certified investments and financial analyst and a certified financial educator. In today's episode, I want to talk about surviving a job loss. We are in a very bad economic time at the moment. Companies have been shutting down or downsizing a lot. The tech industry has made news in the last few months because of this, even in Kenya. Jobs are unpredictable, and there's no telling whether you will walk to work one day and receive such unfortunate news. What I do know is that losing a job is one of the worst things that can happen to anyone. Yes, there are so many worse things that can happen, but a job loss is really bad. If it was unexpected and catches you unawares, the chances of going into a panic mode are really high. If your employer has been struggling financially and there have been layoffs, it might not be a big shock, but it will still cause some level of panic. I know I did. I knew it was coming. I'm the one who was preparing final dues for those people who have been let go before, but I had hoped it will be a few months down the line before I was in that position. But when I received the news, the first thing I did was panic about my finances. A job loss will affect a lot in your life, especially your finances. The good news is that you can get through it and get back on your feet. It might take time. It might be soon if you get another job immediately. But before you get there, the first thing you must have is a plan for managing your finances during this period. So let's talk about budgeting tips and why budgeting is very important during this time. We will also talk about how you can start preparing yourself for a job loss long before it gets there. For starters, it will help you plan whatever savings or income you bring from side hustles during that time, and also have a very solid plan for your expenses. Because you don't know when you will get another stable job, it's ideal to have a very solid budget to help you stretch whatever savings or income from side hustles that you have. So what budgeting tips can help after a job loss? The first one that I would recommend is preparing a new budget. If you already have a budget, you will need to revise it to cater to your new situation. If you do not have a budget, come up with one that also fits your new situation. And that's the situation where you don't have stable income. First, you need to figure out how much money you have now and how long it might last you. This will make it easier for you to create a new budget that works for you and that you can stick to. It should be a bit leaner to accommodate the new changes and ensure your funds last longer. You can use a budgeting app, a spreadsheet, or a budget planner book. Actually, it doesn't matter which, as long as you have a way to keep track of your monthly expenses and the savings that you already have. There are many budgeting planners to use. Some are free and others are not. Since you have no steady source of income, it will be wise to start with a free budgeting tool. But these ones might not be so robust, so you might not have a lot of features that will be useful. If you need more features, you can invest in a budget-friendly planner book or spreadsheet, because these ones tend to be a little bit more affordable than apps which come with monthly or annual subscription fees. Tip number two, you need to deal with the essentials first. A job loss will take a toll on all your finances, so you first need to figure out what the essentials are and cater to these ones first when budgeting. These will mainly include food, shelter, clothing, transportation, utilities, school fees, healthcare, and such. If you're paying off debt, you will also need to add this to your monthly budget, because if you delay in paying those debts, they'll start accumulating penalties and interest, and they'll get you into a very bad situation. When you're making a list for your essentials, ensure that you also note down the amounts for each, because the end goal is to calculate how much you need per month for the essentials. Next, cut out all unnecessary spending. Remember the list of essentials that we made earlier. those are your needs, because these are things that you need to survive. In this list, however, we are taking note of all your wants. These are things that you don't need to survive in life. These include like a high phone or data plan, the cable bill, takeouts, buying high-end fashion or tech items, regular outings or road trips. All these are ideal for making your life more comfortable, but you do not necessarily need them to survive. And at this point in life, you really do not need them to survive. You want your money to go to the necessities only, so that whatever savings you have or income you're bringing from your side hustles or business can last longer. Tip number 4, you need to save more money. While you may no longer have a regular income source, it is quite easy to make some savings with the money that you already have. One of the best ways to do this is by buying your essentials in bulk. This way, you'll be able to get things at wholesale prices and have them last longer. You can also purchase food and other household items using coupons and watch out for what is on sale. When it comes to food, you can also create a weekly meal plan. It will help you plan in advance what to buy and also eliminate the chances of impulse buying. Another area that you can save a lot of money is where you live. You should evaluate your living situation after a job loss to determine if you need to move somewhere less expensive, somewhere that suits your new budget. Tip number 5 is finding ways to make money. If you already have a side hustle, the better for you, because you already have an extra source of income that you can rely on. That way, you don't have to use your savings or your final dues to survive. For instance, when I lost my job in 2020, I started using the money I was making from my side hustles to pay for monthly expenses. I already had a savings account, but with the funds from the side hustles, I didn't have to touch that money. But there are months when I made little from the side hustles. During those months, I would definitely go into my savings account to pay for those bills. And if there are months that I made enough to cover the bills and had something extra left, I would always direct the extra money into the savings account. That way, the money would continue earning interest for me. What do you do if you don't have a side hustle yet? This is where you now start looking for ideas of a side hustle that you can do. One option is diving into the freelance world, and you can do this by signing up with one or more of the freelance platforms. You can also start offering your professional services as a consultant. If, for example, you're in the accounting and finance industry, you can start offering bookkeeping, tax services, and also business advisory services for businesses that are yet to set up an accounting and finance department with a full-time accountant. If you are a teacher, you can start offering private lessons in your area or even signing up with some online teaching platforms. Maybe you even have a hobby that you don't mind monetizing. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the line of your career. Maybe you love baking, you love cooking, you love event planning. You can use this to your advantage and start generating income from them. One thing to keep in mind though is that it will take time to make your side hustle profitable. What matters though is that for now you've started it and you're getting the word out there so that people can know what your business offers. Now, let's talk about how you can prepare yourself for such an event. After 2020, I promised myself even if I ever got another job, I would always have the mindset that I can lose that job at any moment. So I would prepare myself financially better than I was in 2020. I have a few key things of how I'd prepare myself financially for a job loss. The first thing I would do, and I highly recommend that you start doing, is building your emergency fund. We build our emergency funds preparing for unfortunate events in our lives, like a job loss. It is usually one of the top reasons to have this fund. Your emergency fund should have at least 3 to 6 months of your living expenses. And by living expenses, I mean the amount of money you spend on things that you absolutely need to survive. This is where the list of essentials you made earlier will come in. This will range from your rent and mortgage payments to utility bills, food, transport, insurance, school fees, any necessary item that you need to survive. These things will, of course, vary from one person to another. So it is important to evaluate your individual situation and create a list of what you absolutely need to survive. To get your target emergency fund amount, calculate how much you spend every month on these necessity items. Then multiply that number by the number of months you're saving for. I mentioned earlier that your emergency fund needs to have at least 3 to 6 months of your living expenses. So if, for example, you need 50,000 per month, your emergency fund will then be between 150,000 and 300,000 Kenya shillings. If you do 3 months, that will be 150,000 Kenya shillings. Whatever your emergency fund range is, I highly recommend that you have a target goal for the highest range, because the more you have in there, the better prepared you will be to survive as you look for another job, still on emergency funds. you must have it saved in a very liquid account. Remember that this is money you might have to access any day to start paying your bills. Your current bank account is an excellent option, but I would recommend an account that also generates some interest income in the meantime. One option is a money market fund. These are very liquid, with most allowing you to withdraw and receive your funds within 48 to 72 hours. Another alternative is to split these funds between a current account or your money market fund and treasury bills. Treasury bills are secure short-term investment assets with maturity periods ranging between 91 days, 182 days, and 364 days. Splitting your emergency fund allows you to have quick access to some portion of your money through your bank's current account or your money market fund, while the other portion is earning you better return in a short-term and secure asset like a treasury bill. This way, all your money is not losing value given the high inflation rate, which is currently at 8%. A treasury bill at the moment has an average return of about 12%. Second tip on preparing yourself financially before a job loss is start cutting back on expenses. Instead of waiting for when the worst happens and trying to cut back on expenses, you can start now. By the time that job loss happens, you will be used to your new lifestyle. Plus, the money that you save from these expenses can go into building your emergency fund or paying off your debts. I will talk about debts later. If you don't know where to cut back, I recommend turning to your budget. It's a great guide for checking out where your money goes. If you don't have a budget yet, now is the high time to start making one. Let me plug my budget planner here, especially the budgeting Google Sheets templates. I have some specific Google Sheet templates with a priority worksheet that can help you determine what bills and expenses are important or not important. This way, you are able to see how much you can save by cutting off the less important expenses. I will leave a link to the spreadsheets in this episode description. Alternatively, you can visit my shop's link on my website by typing www.enidkathambi.com/shop. That's www.enidkathambi.com/shop. Enid Kathambi is spelled E-N-I-D-K-A-T-H-A-M-B-I. Strategy number 3 is starting to save in passive income generating assets. This is very important, especially if you do not have a side hustle or don't want to get into it. Although side hustles are great, they are not for everyone. And I talked about this in the previous episode, where I talked a bit more about how you can make more money from employment opportunities if you don't want to have a side hustle or build a business. But back to investing in assets that generate passive income. These type of assets include dividend-paying shares, ETFs or electronically traded funds, mutual funds, real estate like having rental properties, or investing in REITs, that's a real estate investment trust, if you don't have enough financial muscle to buy properties at the moment. Other types of assets that are great for passive income are government securities, which are treasury bills and treasury bonds. If you can start investing in these early on, long before you even smell a layoff or company closure coming, you would be in a very better financial position. With these types of investments, you are assured of income that can cater to some of your bills during that jobless period. This way, you will have less stress worrying about bills while tamaking and attending all sorts of interviews as you job hunt. The last and fourth tip for preparing yourself financially for a job loss is focusing on your debt. Debt can pile up faster than you can blink if you're not paying due to accrued interest and penalties. Without a job, chances are that you might face this debt problem, and you don't want to get into that. If you suspect a job loss or your employer is in trouble, it's the high time that you come up with a plan to manage your debts. The most important ones that I would recommend starting with are debts with high interest rates. These include credit cards, digital loans, payday loans. If there's also a credit line where you've used an important asset like a land parcel as collateral, this should also be at the top of your list because you don't want to be in a situation where the creditor is coming for your asset when you cannot pay. How do you start managing your debt? Start by creating a debt tracker. You can do this by creating a spreadsheet where you list all your debts, including the interest amounts, the due dates, and the minimum payments. Then, choose a debt payoff strategy to use. You can use a debt snowball, where you focus on paying off debts with small balances first. Or you can focus on the debt avalanche strategy, which is what I'm highly recommending, where you focus on paying off debts that have high interest rates first. I will leave a link to my budgeting tools that you can use to start planning your debt payoff in this episode description. Alternatively, you can visit my shop's link on my website by typing www.enidkathambi.com/shop. Enid Kathambi is E-N-I-D-K-A-T-H-A-M-B-I. What next? If and when you find yourself in this unfortunate situation, I want you to know that many people have gone through it and have managed to survive. I am still surviving. And I know a couple of other people who have lost their jobs and they're still surviving. The news will be shocking. You will probably go through a depression phase, maybe feel sorry for yourself and doubt whether you will get another job. Well, it's important to take a step back and breathe. Don't let this phase be permanent. Financially, the main goal is to survive with whatever you have saved so far as you look for a new source of income. Start by evaluating your situation, creating a budget or revising the one you already have to find ways to cut back on expenses and save more money. If you have a side hustle, lean into it and use the income it generates to keep you surviving. If you don't have one yet, it's not too late to start. But if you do want to get a side hustle, start investing in assets that will generate passive income for you. And during this period, I want you to be kind with yourself. Surround yourself with people, family, and friends that support you. And whatever you do, don't doubt yourself, especially during job hunting. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode as we work towards financial independence. I hope you found it useful and you will join me for the next one. Until then, stay proactive with your finances.